This is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. You may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, with Chevy.
That's what happens when they give you more than one button to push. From our super secret studios that, oddly enough, Greg Budell was just in. It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest, the 60-minute program that tells you all you need to know about your money and what you need to do with it so that it's there when you need it. Now, here's a guy who always goes to Burger King and asks, is this domestic beef? Ladies and gentlemen, David Earnest.
Thank you, Rusty.
Wait a minute. Now talk.
Thank you, Rusty.
I have to keep being trained on this. It's like I just black out or something.
I tell you what, and you know, everyone has to be trained or have knowledge in the investment business. And evidently, there are a bunch of monkeys out there that have been pushing buttons at the stock market.
Really?
Yes, because it's been wobbling, doing all kinds of crazy things out there. And that makes me think that there's some kind of conspiracy going on over there. You know, interest rates going up. Oh, the market's going down. Interest rates going down. Oh, the market's going up. Well, which way is it going?
Well, you know, the market, you told me today, the market was all crazy and everything.
Didn't you tell me that? It was crazy yesterday, really? Yes. It's been crazy. It's crazy out there.
It's a crazy market.
Hey, I see some monkeys jumping around there.
What? Those market monkeys.
Market monkeys. The thing is, what is going on? What is going on? Do we believe the things that are going on? Do we even understand what's going on? Do they even understand what's going on? What's going on? Is the market just a crazy bunch of bunk that don't even make sense? And the answer is, believe it or not, yes and no.
Yes and no. That's very definitive right there.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Yes and no. So you say, what in the world are you talking about?
That's what I say. What are you talking about?
Sometimes it makes sense, but sometimes it don't make sense, and that's the times that become very, very scary. And right now, we are in a time of scariness because it's so unstable, we don't know what's coming or going.
No.
And that's the reason why I am an asset preservationist, because whether it's coming or going, I'm always going to be stable. And my clients' portfolios are always going to be stable. So am I the answer to everyone's portfolio? The answer's no. Why? Because sometimes you need to invest long-term when you're young into the crazy monkey stock market.
It's the monkey-infested stock market.
So you're going to be mucking around with that for a long time.
Uh-huh.
But when you decide that it's getting time for you to start stabilizing and you don't want to be falling out of trees anymore, you give me a call and we fix it where everything's just locked in, cement and all.
Yeah, that's me.
No more trees and branches falling on you.
No.
You get, no more crazy monkey business going on. And that's when you get close to retirement.
That's right.
When you get close to retirement. Now, for you folks that need 401ks and need all these other things,
mm-hmm.
we can help you with those things, too. We have all the processes to do all this, but our specialization is to make sure that if you are getting near retirement, and, what's near? 5, 10, 15 years, depends on where you are.
Yeah, or depending on when you want to retire.
Yeah, it depends on a lot of different things, that you do not want your assets to, like, cut in half and you're about ready to go to the house, so to speak, and sit back and kick up your feet and say, hey, I don't have to worry about ever running out of money. David Ernest has got me on a program that guarantees I'll never run out of money. Matter of fact, if the market goes up, I make a lot of money. But if it goes down, I don't lose any money. And what's the cost of that? Well, in good times, probably you make more money than everybody else. In bad times, when the stock market might really ratchet up real quick, you might only make half to 70%. But in real bad times, when everybody goes down like 50%, you don't go down at all. You don't go down at all. And so this is all guaranteed, too, by insurance companies. These are insurance products, and they're guaranteed. Ken Fisher, you don't know what you're talking about. You want to put people in all this risk? Go jump off a cliff somewhere, you know, because that's where the market's going to take you in the long run.
Why don't
run.
You go fishing, Ken Fisher?
Yes. Well, listen, I am not against anybody having their own ideas. I'm just against them having ideas that hurt my people.
There you go.
Yes.
Now, if you'd like to talk to David Ernest, you know, you can call us. We are live on the radio.
Right now, we're live.
I did take my pulse moments ago. It was barely there, but...
What is your pulse rate?
It's pretty
heavy right now.
It was fast. Beating, I know.
I know.
It's moving the blood. But you can call us here at 272-9228. Be prepared to go on the air with your question for David Ernest. And if you would like to just call and set up an appointment to go see David, that phone number is 279-7431, and you can call that any time of day or night. But we're only here for an hour, so call now, and you know, I'll try to work you in. You know, look at that. It's just all...
Is it lighting up?
Lit up like a dead campfire right now. But we'd love to talk to you. As a matter of fact, you talk to somebody I
know. Don't monkey around. Call us.
No.
Give us a call while we are on the air. We would love to talk to you.
You talked to somebody that I know today, and you said he was very happy.
Oh, yes. That's because he'd made a lot of money and it locked in.
That's right.
It's locking in, my friend. He made lots of money, and it's lots of money locked in. And you know who he is. We're not going to talk about his name.
No.
But, yes, he locked in over 20. It's probably 22% return.
That's ridiculously good.
And it can't go away. So stock market goes down, that 22% will stay right in there. And it does include a bonus. There was a bonus involved in that. But it's still 22% more value than it was a year ago. So there you go. And it can't go away. That's the beauty of these lock-in programs. You
can't
know?
Beat that. Yeah.
You can't beat them. And then they also have the ability to last forever as far as your life expectancy goes for pension, you know. And that's where everything's guaranteed to last income-wise. So there's all kinds of things that go on. Today, I want to be talking about market conspiracy theories that may be more plausible than you even thought about being. In other words, people laugh at some of these things. For example, Donald Trump.
I've heard of him.
You heard of him?
I've heard of him.
I think some people want to get rid of him.
Well, you know, and those things can affect the market.
There you go. But is it a conspiracy or a real thing? Because Trump has been calling for all these probes on Biden, and they've been calling for all these impeachment inquiries against him, and China's involved in the mix with all that craziness where they try to, you know, rook us and crook us on our tariffs, and you've got the North Koreans that are trying to be sneaky and build a rocket. They call him Rocket Man, I think. Is he building a song? No, that's the...
There is a song.
That's somebody else.
And
I think it's Elton John.
He had never heard it,
he'd never heard that
Donald
song.
Donald Trump took him a CD.
He did.
And signed it.
Well, I know who he had heard of, because I've got a picture of Rocket Man in an Elvis suit.
Oh,
Yeah, he loves Elvis.
Well, you have something in common. You know Elvis.
Yeah, I know.
You know Elvis.
Yes, I know I do know Elvis of Montgomery. I sure do. So anyway, all these different conspiracies about what affects the market. So President Trump says, if I'm impeached, the market will drop. Is that true?
I would say, I would say yes.
I would think so too, probably.
Because people get a little panicky, and they, you know, they first thing they want to do is rake all their money in around them to keep it.
But there's another thing I would like to know.
Yes.
If Nancy Pelosi smiles, will her face break?
I think it'll break off and fall down, and it'll be. You remember Indiana Jones? You know, at the end of it, when the guy's head melted. That's what I'm thinking would happen to her.
That would not be a pretty sight.
Not even now, when it's not happening like that.
I know, but it really pains me to see her try to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like something's going to break if she doesn't, if she smiles or something goes wrong.
And I'm going to go off on somebody else right now.
Okay,
get off subject completely.
All right,
Bernie Sanders. Now, Bernie, bless his heart, and that's what's going on with him. His heart. He's having some heart issues.
I know. Bless his heart.
Now, I don't talk about my business on the radio much, or on Facebook or anything, because that just brings people down. But I know I got five.
Mm-hmm.
I got five of them stents. And I know when you're not getting enough blood to your brain and everything, you get a little goofy. And so he's had blockage, and there's no telling what he's thinking, he's saying. And you know, I'm going to predict that Bernie should probably back off, but, you know, this probably his last chance.
Yeah, but then the Indians will take over.
Well, she's out of her mind anyway. I think she's got some blockage, too.
Well, I'll go on the warpath, man.
I'll tell you what.
And that's the other thing. I'm afraid if that Indian goes on the warpath.
She's not an Indian now.
I'm just being funny. She's not an Indian.
She's a faux native.
I think that the Indians are great people, okay? And, the Native Americans are great people.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Native American in me, supposedly. And I think that most all of us probably got a little bit if we've been here long enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a mixture. We're all like Heinz 57s.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But for her to dishonor them as much as she's done, you know, is a pure shame.
And then just go up and I'm sorry.
But
I'm so sorry.
Speaking of markets, Elizabeth Warren wants to ruin the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to ruin the little people. You say, wait a minute. She's supposed to be for the little people. She's a socialist. Or, you know, that's what she wants to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
She identifies herself as being with that socialistic side of the party, okay?
Right.
But the point is, all you got to do is look at countries like England and Canada, but especially England, where they did what she wanted them to do about investments, like financial advisors and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
60% of English people cannot afford a financial advisor. Why? Because the financial advisor cannot work for them for what the government allows them to be paid, which is nothing. So I ask this question. If you're really for the little people, the middle class, the common people, the people who are the backbone of the country, why would you make it where only the rich can afford something?
I know.
And that's what Elizabeth Warren's trying to do right now. She tried to do it with the DOL, the Department of Labor rule. She's trying to do it with all these things. Look at the medical insurance. People say, oh, well, you know, medical insurance for all. Then mm-hmm. why on earth do people from Canada come to the United States to get MRIs? And I've talked to one person about it one time. They said, well, David, it's like this. I would like to get an MRI before I die.
Yeah, because
if it's going to kill me, I want to know beforehand.
You have to wait
a long time.
And
it's rationing.
Yes. And I was thinking about something else, too. We're jumping back on Bernie now. And, of course, I think she's on this train, too. Medicare for all.
Oh, God.
You know, in a perfect world, which we don't live in, that would be great, where everybody got free Medicare. But, number one, nothing is free.
Nothing's free.
Number two, I heard Bernie say that, well, you know, if we have Medicare for all, that there'll be no insurance premiums.
Yeah,
but you're going to be taxed in like a 70, 80, and 90% bracket.
Well, you'd have to be for it to survive, for it
and
to work.
That's what I'm saying. It fiscally will not work.
Now, I know a lot about Medicare. I have to do Social Security and Medicare's seminars, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not against older people, and I'm about to be one of them.
I see you creeping around over there.
I'm, you know, okay, you work real hard. You put all this money in for a long time. You deserve some help on your medical insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But people jumping over walls that never put any money into the system, I don't really think they deserve anything from Medicare.
No.
Now, the young people, you know, if they have bad luck, okay, the society already has a way to take care of them. It's called Medicaid, and it's also called, you know, the hospitals have to do it and then just write it off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you know, you're not going to get the best care in the world, but do you think you're going to get the best care in the world if there's Medicare for all? It's going to dilute Medicare. We're going to cause a rationing. Mm-hmm. Medicare in its form now can do a lot better than Medicare in a form that Bernie Sanders wants. Why? Simply because of numbers. Simply because of cost.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring everybody into the system, it's going to cost a lot more money. It's going to put a lot more burden on the physicians and the hospitals, and they're going to ration it a lot more. Just like they're probably going to do with Social Security in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they did with the double and triple dipper. We had a lady call in yesterday, I think it was, about double and triple dippers. I did not get to tell her the WEP and the GPO, which are calculations on Social Security, have tried to level that playing field. Go look that up. I'm not going to get into all the detail about it. But essentially, double and triple dippers have been kind of evened out, and that's called, if you want to call it rationing or if you want to call it evening out. The thing is, the government finds out a way to reduce the payout, and you bring more people in, they're going to reduce everybody's dollar.
Right.
There's no free for all.
No.
Just free for some.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll break. The system will break.
Mm. And, you know, I think one thing, of course, what I think doesn't matter, but this is just a personal thing. A lot of people are at the doctor's office that do not need to be there. The people who have taken the opioid crisis,
right,
so-called crisis. These are people who are shopping doctors. They go to a doctor over here and get a prescription. They get a doctor over here and get a prescription. They're clogging up the system.
Yes.
And you've got the people who are really, really sick and need it that can't go.
That's right.
And it's just a big old mess.
It's just a big old mess. So do you really want your retirement plan to be managed by the government too?
No.
In other words, they want to manage your medical insurance, and now they're talking about trying to bring your retirement plan into a required plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Gone are the days of the defined benefits almost. I mean, now, what we have these products that will reverse compound interest.
Yes.
And turn back in to a defined benefit if you want them to. Now, that's beautiful.
It is.
Now, if you put your money in the stock market at the wrong time and it goes away, you can't reverse it.
No.
It's gone until it comes back, mm-hmm. if it does, in your lifetime. That's the problem.
And that's the thing, what you need to do. We were talking about it just a little while ago. If you're thinking about retiring in, I don't know what, 10, 15 years, you just can't put it off.
No.
You cannot be a procrastinator.
No.
So that's why we're going to take just a minute and take a quick visit with Mr. Knowledge. And if you'd like to call David Ernest, you can call him at 279-7431, or you can call us here and be live on the radio at 272-9228.
Time now for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Mr. Knowledge, and today we're going to talk about procrastination. Uh-huh. I think it was Benjamin Franklin who said, "Go fly a kite, you go fly a kite." And as a matter of fact, why don't you take a flying... I think Ben said that in a fit of anger. Actually, Ben Franklin said, "Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today." Well, that's all very good for you, Mr. Franklin. You kite flying, short pants wearing weirdo. These days, so many people are busy, and they have a hard time getting things done in a timely manner.
Uh-huh.
So what I'd like to talk to you about today is how to avoid becoming a procrastinator.
Oh, okay.
But I see my television program is coming on. I never miss it. Uh-huh. So we'll just have to talk about that next time or some other time later. Don't want to miss my television program, you see.
Join us again next time for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
all the batteries are dead in this remote. I've been meaning to fix that.
Yeah, well, he's a procrastinator, I think. That's our friend, Mr. Knowledge. Here.
Yes. Is he Elizabeth Warren's advisor?
Could be. Yeah. Maybe Bernie's. I don't know. You tell Bernie to get out of the race there.
Well, I don't know. I don't think he's got it all together. The thing is, you want to make sure your portfolio is all together and put into a place where it can't all go down, go away, so to speak. And these times right now are really uncertain. You know, and this is my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. I think the socialist part of this nation has caused this instability.
Really?
Yes, I do. I think that they're causing the stock market to do what it's doing. I think that they're causing all kinds of problems to, you know, in other words, all the things that they say they're trying to do, I think they're trying to screw up. You know, they're trying to screw up your medical insurance. They're trying to screw up your retirement plan, and they're trying to screw up your taxes. I mean, my goodness, man, if you got a low tax bracket like now, with double the standard deduction that we had a couple of years ago, it's beautiful times. But if they come back into power, if they come back in, it's going to be ruined. We're not going to be able to do what we're doing right now. Businesses won't thrive. Retirements won't thrive. Stock market's not going to thrive.
Uh-huh.
In the medical procedure, they've got this diagnosis. It's called failure to thrive. In other words,
failure to thrive.
Failure to thrive. And I think a lot of times when you go when you're a failure to thrive, they put you on resuscitators and all these things. You know, I think that they're going to cause us to go into a failure to thrive stock market economy, and then they're going to try to stick us on a resuscitator, and you're going to have someone up there, you know, breathe in, breathe out, and essentially all the hot air is going to go out, and it's going to be a disaster.
That reminded me of a joke.
What's that?
So this guy's riding along in the country, you know, and he rides by this little pond, and he sees this very, very nice-looking young woman out there swimming and in brief costume, no doubt. And so he kind of stops. He's going to, you know, see if he can talk to her. And, well, she takes a cramp in her leg.
Oh.
And she goes under. Well, he jumps in the water. You know, remember, he's out in the country now.
Yeah.
So he jumps in the water, gets out there, and brings her out. Well, she's failing to thrive because she's taking in some water. Well, he gives her the CPR and everything. You know, about that time, Paul walks up, or her dad.
Uh-oh.
And he, what's going on here? I said, well, sir, is this your daughter? Hey, that's my daughter. What are you doing? I said, well, she got in the water, and I got her out, and she nearly drowned, and I resuscitated her. I said, well, by golly, you resuscitated her. You going to marry her.
Yes.
Good country folks.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, you know, some people have got some morals and ethics there. You know, I get it back old-timey stuff there.
Not in Washington, though.
Not in Washington. Not when they're dealing with your money. That's the sad part. When it's your money, they do all kinds of things with it. But if it's their money, and you brought this point up several times, Rusty, isn't it kind of amazing how a politician will go into the office and they're making maybe $150,000 or $200,000 a year, and they end up being a multi-millionaires?
Well, now, our friend Greg Budell was on just a little while ago, and he had a story about supposedly, and it was from the Globe, so it's probably right.
Yeah.
Said Michelle and Barack are getting a divorce.
Oh.
And she wants a big portion of their $150 million fortune.
I get it.
He was president for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that pay? Like $400,000
a year.
And I can't do the math, but I mean, that ain't $150 million.
No.
And, you know.
No.
It's just.
Where did it come from?
I think about those tariffs over there from China.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe they were siphoning some of that off.
Exactly. How did that get passed? Oh, well, you know, you just slip me a package under the door there. We'll be cool.
It's briefcase money.
Exactly.
Yes.
And he's, you know, going to send, what was it, $150 billion to our friends over in Iraq or Iran?
Yeah.
You know, that's
all these conspiracy theories, which were probably true, that are going on. For example, this thing where they've got Trump, you know, they're trying to accuse him of all these things that he's doing with the Ukraine government. And he actually was looking for, you know, something that was being done wrong a couple of years ago with the Democrats were in there doing some stuff. And mm-hmm. so he gets derailed from doing that. Also, there was something that I heard that they're afraid, the Democrats are afraid, that the Republicans are going to find something. So they did what's going on with Trump just to derail all the stuff that they were, in other words, to get the attention off of
it. It's that smoke and mirrors thing you talk about all the bait and switch.
Bait kinda, and switch, yeah. Smoke and mirrors and all that stuff. You know, whenever someone tells you that the market will go up forever, don't worry about it, it's going to keep going up,
mm-hmm.
and it's going up a lot for a long time, think about that. Think about things have to rest, things have to wobble,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it's the market or the economy. We're overdue for corrections.
Right.
Now, it's true that it will probably continue to run on a good pattern as long as the money is being spent on business and jobs are being done and all that stuff. But now you've got this problem with Trump where they're trying to derail all this stuff. What do you think's going to happen to your portfolio if they accomplish an impeachment? If they do an impeachment, do you think the stock market's going to take that gladly?
No, it's going to be nuts. It's like they're going to be running around biting each other and like monkeys.
I'm telling you, just the last 2 days, the way it's wobbled off of uncertainty, the only thing that made it kind of restabilized today, the way I understand it, was the fact that they think the Feds are going to lower the interest rates because they really have to.
Uh-huh.
Because their job is to stabilize the markets, the economy, when things bad happen. And that's their weapon,
uh-huh.
to lower interest rates. But they don't have a lot of that left. In other words, they lower them down a little bit. That's about all before it gets to zero. Unless we get into negative interest rates like Europe has, and that causes a lot of trouble. So if we get into negative interest rates, you'll have to take your money to the bank, and you'll have to pay them interest to hold your money. That's crazy.
It is.
That's what we're coming up against, probably. It's if this happens, I can't imagine what's going to happen in the next few years if we have an impeachment and we have all these things going on. I can't imagine what's going to happen to people's portfolios. I just can't imagine it. That's the reason why I'm an asset preservationist. What I do will probably hold the line.
Mm-hmm.
But the folks that don't are not able to do this, I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't either.
I just don't know.
That's why you need to call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he can tell you what you need to do. And you can also call him at 272-9228. I believe there's somebody on the phone.
Oh,
let me check. You keep everybody in pain for a second.
Huh? All right.
I'll see about this. Okay,
go right ahead. He is checking to see if we have someone on the phone. I think he's talking to him right now.
Hold on a second, okay?
We're about to get him on the line here, and maybe we'll have a question.
Yes, we do. We have somebody on the phone right now.
Okay.
Let me, I'm going to try it again.
Okay
that's on. This is on, and that's there, and there's that. Are you there?
I'm there.
She's there. Robin,
wonderful.
How are you?
Hey, I'm fine.
Hey, Robin,
you have a question for this guy over here, David?
I do.
Just so excited, you know, the phone rang.
He's my money man.
Yeah.
After hearing the show a few months ago, I decided, well, I'm just going to see if this guy knows what he's talking about and can make me some money. And, yeah, I don't have the latest numbers or anything, but it was definitely worth the appointment time with him, and I feel good about where I'm headed.
Well, thank you, Robin.
Well, sure.
I really appreciate that comment there. That's wonderful to know that someone would call in and give me an attaboy.
Mm-hmm. So all you had to do was just call him at 279-7431 and did
that's
you
what I did.
Did you get lunch out of him?
Yeah, No, I went over after work, so I guess you'll just have to take me to that.
Was
Pirelli's or
Pirelli's? We'll go on over there. Yeah. I'd be glad to do that.
There you go.
Be glad to do that.
But I, listened a few weeks, and I just kept thinking, I don't know. I guess I'm content with the people who have my money right now. But after David sat down with me and went over everything with me, he answered my questions. He had the right answers. He made it. The transfer was just seamless. So, I couldn't be happier. Now, I could if he would give me $2,000 or $3,000, but I'm as happy as I can be with what money I have.
Absolutely. Well, there thank you, you. Well, especially with the things that have been going on the last few days, it makes, if something really, really bad does happen, it's comforting to know that you won't be the one that goes down with the rest of the folks that potentially could be in the market. Yes.
Right.
Well, do you have
I feel good about it.
You have any other questions for David?
Well, if I only heard a little bit about what you guys were talking about, the possibility of the interest rate going down some. What does that mean for people just in general? Even if you don't have any type of annuity or IRA or anything, will that affect people who are not planning to buy a house a big purchase like that?
It's going to hurt some people and help some people. The people who are trying to make money in the banks, it's going to hurt them tremendously. In other words, your CDs and bond portfolios and things like that are going to have less return. The stock market, The stock market lacks low interest rates, so it'll probably help it some. Usually it does. The bond portfolio may get hit on new bonds, but on old bonds it'll help because when rates go down, the old bonds are worth more. And, these kind of things. But, as far as what does it do for the average person, probably saves us all from a disaster because it's a mechanism that's used by the Feds to keep the economy from collapsing or going down even further is what it's
okay.
They don't lower it. They don't lower it just to help us individually. They do it for a reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least we're not going to collapse anytime.
Well, as long as they got an arrow in their package there to shoot out, and that's one of them. But essentially, after a while, you run out of ammunition, and then that's where the economy gets in trouble.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
And call me. Call me at 279-7431, Robin, and I will take you to Folk Lorelli's.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
There you go.
All
go
right.
Over some
I
of your portfolio
joking,
again.
But okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Well, she made it like a bandit on this call, going to get free lunch and everything.
I know it. Well, I mean, here's the thing. I try real hard to help my clients in any way I can. And that's the reason why we're having this shindig on October the 26th. It's going to be Trunk or Treat, Elvis, Bobby Moore, the Rhythm Aces, Halloween, free gym memberships for Anytime Fitness,
and
free pizza, and discounted haircuts with the Man Cave and Rochelle Salon.
Now, the name of the place is not Discount Haircuts. You don't want to go to Discount Haircuts, but I know because you'll look like me. But the guy over at the Man Cave, I'm trying to think of his name.
Gary.
Yeah. Now, Gary has cut my hair before, and I don't know if he's got the place fixed up like he had it when he was down on Atlanta Highway, the other end of Atlanta Highway.
Mm-hmm.
But he had it's just like stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just stuff in there, like posters and all kind of widgets and stuff. And he's got a TV on with
and
movies.
And the girls in there, they can do all kinds of hair things for the women, and they can dye hair and all the stuff that they do in there, the typical stuff.
That's right.
So, and then there's another salon there that can do some things for folks. I'm trying to think of the name of it right off again, but and then there's a nail place that can do stuff for you. So all of these folks are going to be together to give gifts and discounts and coupons and free candy.
And not only that, we got the bouncy houses. We're going to have the trunk or treat, and we're going to have Elvis is going to be there, and there's somebody else on the phone. So you just take care of business here for a minute while
All right.
So we got to get us an intern.
I know it.
Well, I'll
they're
see
cheap, aren't they?
Well, they work for nothing. You know,
bananas, maybe. Yes,
oh, peanuts.
Yeah. Peanuts, okay. Yes. Well. Yeah, we if you guys, any of you out there, want to be a radio intern, give us a call. We would gladly entertain you helping us run this at
can
night.
Hang on for me?
Okay, we got another call coming in here.
Right, hang on,
Ray. It's should be a good call here. He's learning how to use the buttons now.
Okay, Linda, can you hang on for me?
Yeah, don't cut him off.
Don't go away.
All right, here we go.
Oops.
Did you cut him off?
Oh, there you go. I think I did lose Ray. Ray, if you'll call back, I'll try not to mess up and hang up on you.
Ray.
But we have got a young lady on the phone. And who's this?
Linda.
It's Linda.
Hello, Linda.
And she says she had a question for David Ernest.
Oh, okay, Linda.
Hey, David. I don't know if you answer this type of question or not, but I have a friend of mine that just needs some help, and I thought maybe you might could speak to it if you don't really know the answer, but you might. Her mom passed away, and during the time that they were taking care of her, they did a death benefit out of one of her annuities.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wondering if that is taxable now that, you know, everything's done. And I mean,
I am so glad you asked that question, Linda, because very few people in my business know how to roll over a non-qualified annuity. Now, if it's an IRA, they know how. But if it's not a spouse that the money was going to, is it a spouse or a child?
Neither one. They pulled it out as a death benefit while she was living to care for her private care.
Like a cash out?
Okay.
Well, they used it to pay for sitters for round the clock care.
Oh, okay.
But they don't have that. Money has been spent for sitters.
It's already been spent?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it depends on whether it was under a life insurance contract with a death benefit or a long-term care contract with long-term care benefit, or was it an annuity for annuity benefit. So it would depend
on... I'm assuming it was an annuity because she says it was an annuity and it was a death benefit.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they pulled it out. They had to have a letter from the doctor that said, you know, she only had so long to live.
Again, a lot of people confuse the annuity with the life insurance and vice versa. So if it was life insurance for a chronic or long-term care benefit, it is tax-free. If it were annuity, it's questionable, and we have to get with them and with their accountant to see if we can maneuver around the taxes on that. But if it was a long-term care policy or a life insurance policy that was paying the proceeds, then under law it is tax-free.
Okay, well, I will pass that along to her, and I thank you so very much for the information.
And if they want to find out more, they can call me at 279-7431.
I definitely will pass your name and number along to them.
Thank you very much.
Alrighty, thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you, Linda. You too. Appreciate you listening. Okay, now, Ray, I'm sorry. I've slept since I did this last, so I hung up on Ray. But Ray was talking about, well, you remember the lady was talking about the double dipping yesterday?
Yes.
And he had a comment or a question on that, and I just messed up. But while we got just a second, speaking of legal stuff, I need to play this, so don't anybody go anywhere.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
Okay, and we've got Ray back on the phone. I'm going to get it right this time. I sure hope. Ray, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Thanks for calling back, man. That was my bad. And you are on with David Ernest. Hey, Ray.
Hello. That's the worst thing that happened to me today. I'm doing pretty good.
All right. Thank you, sir.
How you doing tonight, Ray?
I'm doing so far. So far, so good.
Wonderful.
Now, the lady yesterday, she made a comment about the military, how they just dip in, and then when they get old, they start drawing their Social Security.
Right.
Well, I was in the Marine Corps for 20 years, and then I paid into Social Security that entire 20 years.
Right.
And I paid into unemployment insurance for that entire 20 years.
Correct.
And then I got out, went to school. Now I've been teaching for 19 years, and I've turned 62 this month. So it's about time for me to, hang it up and go fish a little bit while I'm still breathing.
I gotcha.
We're not the railroad. We actually paid in our taxes, and we paid in our Social Security.
Right.
And we paid in all this stuff. So
right, right. Did you have a question? Did you want to just... I can add to that, Ray, a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't get into it with her. Her question was a technical question about does that put a stress on the Social Security system? And my answer was anything that causes payment, including all of the rest of us, puts a stress on the Social Security system to pay out.
And the Senate and the Congress borrowing... quote Mark Fingers thing, that puts a stress on it too, and not paying it back that stresses it out,
right? But there are things, and I won't get into them in complete detail here because they're kind of complicated, but there was a leveling out that the Social Security system does with government employees and also people who work for state and folks like that they used to call them like double dippers and triple dippers and all that stuff. And you might want to read up on them. One of them is called the WEP, and the other one's called the GPO.
Now tell me, because I don't know, what does that stand for, WEP and GPO?
Windfall elimination or something. I don't know the exact thing, but essentially it levels out where the people won't get any more money than the government has to. The government in their... I wouldn't call it wisdom. I'd just call it trying to limit how much they pay out. Uses the WEP calculation and the GPO calculation, which are very complicated. And we talk about them in seminars and things. But essentially, those level out the folks who paid in on two or three different items. In other words, military, government. State and that kind of stuff, so that they won't get any more than a certain number.
Exactly. Well, what happens with us is with the military, see, I retired from the military, and I'll be drawing a teacher's retirement when I get through doing this.
Mm-hmm.
They adjust my Social Security to where, exactly what you said, they reduce my Social Security by a certain amount where I don't make too much money.
Right. That's and the WEP, probably.
Exactly. She doesn't understand that I give up part of my Social Security for serving in the military for 20 years.
I understand. And the way I answered the question wasn't about the leveling out. It was about, does more payout cause more stress on the system? And that's a simplistic answer right there. But you're absolutely correct. You worked and you put in money, and I understand it, and you were leveled out. You were levelized with the WEP calculation, probably, which means that you won't get as much.
Exactly.
Yes. But I'm sorry. Did you want to ask me another question?
No, sir. That was it. I just want to make have my money last as long as I live.
There you go.
Well, if you want to talk to me about your retirement money that you may have in a pension that's not paying out like that, we can turn it into something that will guarantee for life, or something that will make money if the market goes up and won't lose any if it goes down. And that's the kind of stuff I like from my retirement folks, because that way they don't have to worry about losing anything.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray. You have a great evening. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate you listening. All right, we got two calls on the air without messing up nothing, so I guess we did okay.
You found out the buttons.
Yes, I'm getting in a rhythm here. Let me run this by. See, we're just kind of going fast and loose here.
Yes, that's right.
More loose than anything, so...
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
That's Earnest Financial. That's you, man.
I'm always earnest.
Yes, you are, even when you're not. You have to be.
I have to be. I was born earnest.
You know, we need to talk about, we hadn't talked about it in a while. Maybe we'll not do it tonight, but and I don't believe we're going to be here tomorrow night. Is that correct?
No, we're going to rebroadcast David Woods.
Okay, but yeah, we'll be back Monday night.
Yeah.
And maybe then we need to talk about, what was your friend's name? Marmaduke.
Yeah, Marmaduke.
We hadn't talked about Marmaduke in a while.
Yeah, we could talk about Marmaduke. He was an odd character, to say the least.
And we all know a Marmaduke.
Yes, yes,
From somewhere or another.
Yes, there's more than one. There's more than one Marmaduke out there.
Yes.
Yes.
We just had somebody walk in.
Yes.
And, you know, that's the rule. You walk in when I'm on the radio, you got to be on the radio.
Uh-oh.
Come on over here. LaDonna, get over here. Come over here just for a minute. Just sit down just a second. How are you?
Whew, tired.
You work a lot. I didn't realize you worked this late.
I don't. Don't tell nobody.
Oh, okay. LaDonna is
She's
like,
here to check up on you.
Well, I need checking up
make
on
sure you push the right buttons.
LaDonna is like really important around here because she makes sure that everything gets on the radio when it's supposed to and be at the right place and all that kind of stuff. And that is very important.
Yes, it is important.
And she's also the hostess over at Baumhauer's on Wednesday night when they have the gathering over there.
Yeah.
And she's just a ray of sunshine.
Wow. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and she was. We were having a big ray of sunshine up here yesterday evening. We were working on something.
We could have used her here that night.
Well, she got here before I did. We worked together. We cooperated.
You cooperated?
And fixed it.
Well, you know, I heard that the teamwork makes the dream work.
That's what I've heard. and of course, Jay Scott was in on that too. I just talked to him. So we are communicating. See,
yes,
we're in a communication business.
Yes,
and you know David, don't you?
I do.
You
I
know,
do.
If you're thinking about retiring, of course you're just a slip of a girl. But if you're thinking about, you know, at some time
she looks too young to be wanting to retire right now.
It's never too early.
It's never too early.
You might want to think about calling David at 279-7431, or you could just turn to your left.
I see her writing the number down right there.
You could just turn to your left.
He's writing it down, Rusty.
And he could tell you what you need to do to make sure your retirement is going to work for you when you retire. Of course, that's going to be years and years and years from now, because you're just, like I say, you're just a slip of a girl.
She'll be a mega millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire by then.
She was a child bride. I mean, she just, you know, I think this guy came by and traded her father something for her and took her away. They have lived happily ever after. But,
wow. That's wonderful.
But I'm glad I got to see you. We're fixing it. We're going to get out of here in a couple of minutes, but I just wanted to talk to you for a second.
Okay.
All right.
It was good seeing you.
Well, thank you for coming by and keep my number there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
That's LaDonna.
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 Another client.
The hostess with the mostest.
All righty.
And we've got a couple of minutes left. What else you want to touch on?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that we can talk about, and we don't have enough time to get into a lot of it. But essentially, there's a lot of instabilities going on in this economy right now. A lot of things that are happening with the Trump administration and also with the feds and the market and association with all of those things in conjunction with the Chinese and our friends over in NATO. And all these things are a mixture that are causing all this instability that's going on right now. And, of course, we are the most powerful nation on Earth. And, you know, in the long run, we're probably going to be fine. But the problem is not the long run. The problem is the short run of folks that are coming into retirement time right now, and they need to know that there's things and ways to do their pensions and investments that can protect those from harm and get into what we call safe harbor. You know, a ship, when there's a storm coming, it will go into safe harbor and it will, you know, be protected from the storm. So potentially there's storm clouds on the horizon. We have two parties that are battling each other for power right now. And when you have something like this going on in our economy, our nation, our world, it's upsetting the whole world. The whole world is being upset about these things.
Mm-hmm.
We've got all these problems that are going on. But, you know, it's micro, but it's micro. In other words, you've got to think about your own self, too. You've got to protect yourself and your family. That's the reason why there's these folks that dig holes in the ground and put all the weapons and food, what do they call those people?
The preppers, the doomsday preppers.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you need to be a retirement prepper. You need to be digging in right now and protecting your money.
Get the wagons in a circle.
And get your weapons out. And let's blast off all these bad things if they come at us. Let's have the, if we fall out of an airplane, let's have a parachute so we hit the ground light.
Yeah, you don't want to be like that coyote. And you pull that ripcord and like the picnic comes out with the knives and forks and there's no parachute.
Oh, God. No,
you want to be prepared.
Yeah. You don't want the joke on you. You don't want all those things hitting you. What you want is protection. What you want is a happy life.
Uh-huh.
What you want is your money to never run out. What you want is low taxes. What you want is all these things to help you survive in this world of uncertainty. You know, even though we're in the most powerful, live in the most powerful country on the face of this planet,
mm-hmm.
there's bad things that go on in our economy. It's so unstable, up and down. I mean, people who went through 1929, people who went through 1987, people who went through 2001 and then 2009, you know. But the problem is not that we will have these corrections. We'll always have these corrections. The question is when and how long to recover. That's always the problem. How long to recover? Will you be caught in the middle? You know, middle children, they get caught in the middle.
You know, Jan on the Brady Bunch was a middle child, and you know how dysfunctional she was?
Yes.
She was nuts.
Yeah. So you don't want to be caught in the middle. You know, you're a baby boomer.
Well, you know, there's clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
Yes.
I'm stuck in the middle.
Baby boomers could be caught in the middle of a lot of things here, and that's what I'm talking about. You've got to, if you're coming up on close to being a baby boomer,
uh-huh.
or if you're definitely a baby boomer, you need to be protecting yourself from all these things that are going to happen potentially in the future. And they don't look like they're too far away. Trump's trying his best. He's mm-hmm. trying his best. He's trying his best.
You said something a minute ago, and we've got a couple of minutes left. I want to talk about this just for a second.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything about governing or passing laws and looking out for the people. With a certain group of folks up there in Washington, it's about power. And they have gone mad. They are not thinking about us. They're not thinking about me and you. And the folks that elected them really aren't. They're not thinking about anybody except themselves. So, you know, I just want to say to you, you know, do some soul searching and look at what's going on and decide which side you're going to stand on. And I hope it's the right one.
Absolutely.
There you go. I get off my soapbox.
You know, we need to all stand together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a house divided will not hold.
Mm-hmm.
It'll fall. You know, you've got to have a solid foundation. Right now, our nation is fighting internally. We're not together. There's so many factions going on in this country that's causing these unstable times right now, and that's the problem. The problem is that the stability is not there. You know, if you're not stable, you fall. You know, you may be strong and you might be able to get back up, but it might take you a while, you know, to get back up. And so that's the question of, you know, how long is this instability going to last, and what's going to happen? You know, will Trump be reelected and everything keeps booming for a while? Are they going to pull him into an impeachment and we have the biggest crash we've had since 1929? Who knows?
Who knows?
But do you want to take the risk? That's the question. Do you? Why should you have to? If you're a young person, it probably doesn't matter because you're going to have plenty of time. But if you're older, how much time do you have to recover? How much time do you have? That's the question.
And the clock is ticking.
And the clock's ticking. So if you want to talk about this and you want to look at, you know, what's available out there in a guaranteed way, you can call me. You can call me at 279-7431. We can talk about a lot of things. I've got a lot of things that I've learned down through time that's not just how to conserve your money, mm-hmm. but how to conserve a lot of other things in your life, you know, like long-term care, which is money, or working with attorneys on different things. You know, it all boils down to conserving your assets. Asset preservation. Asset preservationist. That's what I am.
That's what he is. He's David Ernest. 279-7431. On the World Wide Web at www. I like to do that sometimes just to show you I can pronounce W.
I'm impressed.
www.retirewithernest.com. Facebook, Health and Wealth with David Ernest. And let's see. Got a link on that page. It'll take you to the YouTube channel with all the
television
shows.
We got television.
We got television shows. We got all kind of stuff on.
Yeah, we come on television on Sunday mornings now, 5:30 a.m. on channel 32.
Yeah, and I think when football season's over, we're going to be back on
in the evening, maybe at 5 p.m., hopefully, yeah.
And that's always something to see.
Absolutely.
And you could just walk up to him on the street and say, "Hey, Dave, I got some questions," and he'll be glad to answer them. But I'm looking at the clock, and we have got to go.
I've enjoyed this. This has been fun.
I'd like to thank our friends who called. And, you know,
you can call us next time.
Remember, we're not here live tomorrow night. It's going to be a repeat of the David Woods show from last night?
I think that's what's going
to happen. And, of course, Monday will be the last time. We got to mention this. Mr. Stephen Reed, if you're out there and you would like to come on the show, we offer you equal time.
Come in on Monday.
Yes, since we had David on. So we want to
extend. Call me at 279-7431. We'll give you equal time.
We want to extend that to you. And it is time to push a button and head on out of here. We've got to go. We'll be back Monday at 6 here on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. Bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide.